All right, we are back for another episode of Tangy Talks. Victor, it's good to see you in the Tangy Talks studio. We missed a couple weeks.
I know. We missed a couple of ones, but I'm glad to be back and feeling refreshed and so many great topics. I can't wait to share them all.
I love it. And for any viewers, our subscribers are growing. We're moving on up in YouTube at 11. So for the 11 subscribers, if you get to be, if we get to number 100, we'll do a raffle. You get some cool Tangy swag that Victor's working on, because he's not only got the hats, shirts, and some other secret things he's working on.
A lot of merch.
Tangy merch.
I love it, Steve. Yeah. Very, very appreciative of all 11 of them.
Yeah. Listen, we love it. One by one. It's hard to grow on YouTube, man. It's hard. Everywhere else, we're doing pretty good too. But I love seeing it. But we've been gone for a couple of weeks. We've been doing a lot of different things, but you just had a fun trip and you stayed in a vacation rental. Tell us about, where did you go? What kind of house was it? What was your experience? Because it wasn't one of our homes. So what was it like?
Right. Yeah, it was different to, you know, what we're accustomed to managing here. We stayed in Orlando in a 8-bedroom home. Stayed with my family, my wife's parents, my parents, a couple of friends. It was all Star Wars themed. Beautiful, beautiful home, 2 floors with a pool in the back. And it was one of these communities, right, that now are very popular in the Orlando market with hundreds and hundreds of homes. I was extremely surprised. It's right next to the Margarita, though, that recently just opened. And I got to see that in person, which is really cool. So it's like Margaritaville has like townhouses, all beautiful colored, kind of like their theme colors, and QS, then just spread it out. And it was amazing to see, you know, a lot of inventory, but surprisingly, every single home had cars parked, which would tell me, you know, that there's pretty good occupancy. And the other thing also, leaving, just traveling or trying to go to the parks or trying to get some groceries, there was traffic everywhere. So, you know, leaving the short-term rentals and coming back in, you see a lot of traffic. So that's a good sign. Not only that inventory is going up, but the occupancy is staying high. So it's a beautiful home, greatly managed. I think one little kind of a knock on it was the Wi-Fi on our second day kind of went off offline. So everybody started panicking. We're like, okay, don't worry.
Oxygen. We need oxygen.
Exactly. But it was an awesome stay. You know, we'd love to do it again. We traveled and we went for my son's 1 year birthday party, and we did Typhoon Lagoon, which was our first time, and it was an amazing time. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world, and so many memories created that weekend.
Now I'm shocked that you told me that you had nothing to do with booking it, that your wife booked it. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah, she booked it herself. You know, I kind of went through all of the, you know, I had her phone, she gave them to me. I was messaging back and forth with the receptions team. Answered very quickly. As soon as we told them about the Wi-Fi issue, they pointed out where the router is. And I basically told them, if we can't figure it out, they'll send us someone. And that was on Saturday at like 6, 7 p.m. So I was pretty impressed by that. I think the only also one feedback also that we got from my family members were not enough amenities. So they didn't have enough soaps. They didn't have enough shampoos and conditioners, which I explained to them, you know, usually short-term rentals, you would come with your, you know, with your soaps and all of that, your preferred soaps and that. But they were kind of ran out on the first day. So pretty interesting. Taking some notes down. And it's always good to see the competitors, right?
Yeah, that's good. And which did you book it through? Was it Airbnb, VRBO, direct booking? How did you book it?
It was directly through Airbnb. So we went directly through Airbnb. My wife has an account that we've usually do our bookings through. I don't like using our personal one because obviously they know I'm a host and I want to see, you know, kind of if I was not at all involved in the business. So you get a completely different service and you get really, you know, I think less personalized service when you do that. And you really get the thick of it, I think.
Yeah. I'm just curious, why Airbnb? Why is that the platform you guys like?
We have so much history and we have so much, you know, reviews and bookings through there, and they have the better of the properties. And every time we travel specifically out of the country, we use Airbnb. We've always had really good experiences. So never done Vrbo or booked outside of it. But we've built our rapport through Airbnb. She has great, you know, host reviews. So all the time when we ask for early check-in or late checkout, we usually get it approved because we just have that really good history of reviews. So that's why
that's cool. So you said it was themed Star Wars. Was it like just like decals on the wall, or was it like hardcore, like some of these homes you see like in magazines that are like hardcore decorated, like full out themed, built out?
No, it was pretty simple. It was just on the second floor. You know, I thought the same thing. I was like, I saw it in the pictures, but then when I got to it, it was really just kind of cardboard layout. Like they, you could tell that they, you know, kind of built like a big cardboard and then cut it off and then placed it on the wall. And then there was one room, it was, you know, Star Wars theme, but there was one room that was like a Harry Potter theme there. So I don't know if they ran out of the Star Wars.
I guess
theme.
The Universal stuff and
right.
And at MGM Studios. It's interesting because I've seen some of these really like hardcore homes that you feel like you're walking into Disney, where it's like slides and like you can sit in a flyer from Star Wars. All right, so lightly themed.
Lightly themed.
Get to show me some pictures after.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll show you some photos. But the second floor specifically for my nephew and also myself and my friends, there was like an air hockey table, the pool table. There was two TVs on the like the kind of like the foyer on the second floor, which one of my friends commented, like, how cool is this? Like you could watch a basketball game on one side and then your other family could watch a show on the other side. So that was kind of like our hangout area. And then the pool was heated. We had a little jacuzzi. So it was a great time. It was a great time.
So a lot of good notes from this one. I like the 100%. Notes of like the amenities and the towels. And were you rubbing your hand like we do on the counters to see if it was clean? Did you do
100%,
that?
100%. You know it.
Well, good. Well, we missed you. I'm glad that you had some fun. The team did a great job. Also, you know, listeners, it was funny. I posted this on LinkedIn just because I started to laugh a little bit with our team. We've got a great director of operations in William and housekeeping director in Hilda. But one of the guests freaked out because there was a little lizard in the house and they were ready to leave. And so it sounded like a dragon had entered the house and was like eating all of their food and what it seemed like. But, you know, we put a poll out on LinkedIn to see what you would do. And most people responded the right way. They would head on over and try to fix the problem.
I saw that in the morning. Yeah. Now we had our team go out there and take care and handle the business. I get it. You know, I get it. In the past, we've had also an instance where our guests opened the door and there was like a garden snake outside and they quickly shut it and they called us right away. And we went to the property to help them out. So I get it. You know, my wife, you know, she saw a reptile like that. She would do the same thing.
It was funny. You know, it made me kind of laugh because, you know, we caught it. It was like a little baby. It was probably the size of our pinky, but we caught it in a safe way. We released it. We didn't hurt it. Everyone calm down. We didn't do anything bad to hurt this animal. But it reminds me of like when you go travel places, every kind of area has different things. You know, if you're in the city, sometimes it's different. Like if there's cockroaches, that's, you know, you didn't clean it. But like, I went to the mountains and I'm not like an outdoorsy guy. And I remember there was like giant spiders and trees and there was like raccoons, like tearing open the garbage bags we didn't put away the right place. So there's all different things in every area.
It's Miami. It's tropical. It's something you find. Thankfully, it wasn't something worse. And, you know, little gecko, we could handle it anytime. A gator, right?
A gator in the pool. We haven't had that. Knock on wood. We don't want that. But listen, man, I love it. We had a great weekend. The team did a great job while you were out. But let's talk about some news. Are you ready to talk about some news?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So Capital One Credit Card launches upscale vacation rentals where now you can book with those points. So Capital One Travel has powered by Hopper and now offers vacation rentals through partnerships with Boutique and also AvanceStay with plans to add Inspirato Homes and Key.co. So a lot of requests, it looks like, maybe from cardholders of Capital One to be able to use their points in vacation homes. So we've seen this now. American Express kind of started this way back in 2017 when they teamed up with Airbnb.
Right.
I think Chase has VRBO and Booking, if I remember correctly. So look, it's becoming more and more mainstream that travelers want to use their points to travel the way they want. So not just for hotels, now vacation rentals. So what do you think of this? Are you using points to go when you go Airbnb? Or are you just booking it? Or is this something that would make you want to use a credit card more?
Yeah. So we're not using our points for the stays. If anything, we're doing it more for like flights and stuff. But it's an interesting, right? I mean, Capital One merging with or working and starting to work with Hopper made me a believer. You know, we were approached by Hopper when they began listing properties, because they were kind of just like doing airlines and hotels and trying to find the best rates for you. But when they merged, it made me a believer. Do we want to always team up right away when they, you know, they start teaming up with short-term rentals? Because we've been burned in years past with right away when something new or a new marketing channel comes on, and we're the first ones, kind of like the beta testers. So yep. It was on the fence about it, but then when we saw this, we saw this merger, we're like, okay, you know, people can now book with points, and that'll set new eyes. So all of our properties are now in Hopper, and I'm excited. I'm excited for that and seeing what type of guests that brings.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too. But also, what interests me is I go back to, I remember this in 2016, where we were like, we're hotel guys too. We've right. always been hotel guys. That's what we say. So for listeners, for your first time, Victor and I worked in luxury hotels for most of our career, and now we're merging both the vacation rental world with luxury hotels. I remember the head of the hotel association getting really angry with me that we were involved in vacation rentals back in 2016.
Right.
And I told her, I was like, look, Air American Express teamed up with Airbnb. This is not going away. This will only get bigger. And now 8 years later, you see it. Every major credit card company is doing it. And you mentioned something about Margaritaville, which I stayed in Orlando. And that is really the mixing of both worlds, where it has the Margaritaville Resort connected to the vacation rental style homes that look like townhomes, which I stayed in, which was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I had the best of both worlds. I could go from my townhome, where I had a private pool, or I could go over to the resort, get my coffee, get the restaurant,
all the amenities.
Give me the amenity, come back to our home. And I pay with that, with points, right? I booked it through American Express at the time.
There you go.
And so it just shows you, I don't think this is going away. I think more and more this world will continue to merge. We will see more of it. Hopefully we can get involved in that space. So if you're building a hotel and want some help with vacation rental advice, we're here to help you. Because we know both worlds very well.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm interested in seeing now what other, you know, finance company will team up with another short-term rental platform. So you could see it, you know, us right now made us a believer in Hopper just by that merger. I'm sure everybody else is taking notes, and I know that'll continue on. So even if it's you know, banks, or if it's hotels, you know, why not airlines? Why not, you know, other large companies that could team up with short-term rentals? So I see that trend happening, right?
It's starting more and more. And I think it's just another way to help us get more eyes on property. So if you're a homeowner and you're working with a property management company, or if you're just a one-off home, and it encourage you not just to book directly with Airbnb.
Exactly.
Right. And we'll talk about this a little bit later, how Airbnb wants you booking all the time through their portal, but to get more eyes on your property, just like a hotel room, right? A hotel is not just on booking.com. They're on TripAdvisor. They're on Expedia. Right. They're on direct booking. They're on all the different websites you can find to go find yourself a hotel room. Think of your home the same way, because that's what you need. Those down days, you really want as many eyes as possible, because competition is high for vacation rentals now.
I agree. It's good to diversify yourself, get as many eyes on the property. And it's cool and interesting to see when we do our meetings and we're looking at, you know, analytics, and we're seeing the percentages of our bookings coming from different platforms. And we can you know, go month to month and seeing which ones are performing well and where we need to apply more attention to. So it's good to see, you know, we want to diversify ourselves more. And as more platforms come, I'm sure we're going to come continuing to team up with them. So excited for it.
I'm excited to see that too. And this kind of goes great transition into the next headline we saw, where it was an article that talked about, you know, the comprehensive guide to Airbnb hosting, and a lot of the tips and tricks, things that you don't really think about, like, you know, really focusing on hospitality if you haven't worked in hospitality, because a lot of realtors get in the game, or first time people not really understanding what hospitality is, the legal compliance, marketing strategy, continuous improvements of your profile, so you're always staying up to date with all the changes. So there's a lot that goes in. You want to give like your top three, I'm putting you on the spot here, we didn't prep for this one, but like top three tips now that you were just in somebody's property.
You know, we've created our list together, and we've sent it to our owners, you know, before teaming up with them. And this one has been like the most detailed and comprehensive one that I've seen, which is a great one. And it's a starter. I hope we could share it, you know, with some of our viewers. But you know, the three that first stands out, and it's one that, you know, we always tell our investors or first time, you know, homeowners getting into the space, is, you know, knowing your market, Secondly, knowing your local laws. And then third, you know, ensuring all of the quality and you're basically a little bit of ahead over your competitors. So those are the three that stood out. And it's great that they added all those on there, because you don't want to make the error, as I've seen other investors do. They buy a beautiful home, they have all the perks and everything ready, and then unfortunately, the local laws don't allow short-term rentals where they purchase it. So 800, you know, million dollar homes that they just invested in and put all this money in, and then they can't, you know, get the right permits, and it puts them in a tough spot, right?
Yeah. And so that was actually something I was thinking about this morning, because there's 95% of realtors are great people and they're awesome and they're trying to help you the best way. But there's some shady ones out there that will deceive you on purpose. And then there's some that are not trying to deceive you. They just got the wrong information. And then you're buying the home because a realtor told you it was allowed. You don't have to call us, but call your local management company, get the real information, look up the laws online. If you don't have the time, you know, you can contact us. We work in a lot of different places. We'll give you the information, but don't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars without looking to make sure you can actually recoup on your investment. So
that's a great point.
We've seen it, and I feel terrible for the people out there. I'm starting to get more and more annoyed. I stopped myself from making an angry post this morning because I saw some realtors sharing stuff that was not true.
Okay.
And there's people just deceiving people, and it makes me very angry because they're going to get their money and take off, and you're never going to hear from them ever again.
We've gotten both worlds. You know, we've gotten those really good realtors that you could tell that they really care to making that, really smart decision and helping advise their owners.
Yeah, we have them on our team. We have some great realtors that are on our team.
And those are the ones we want to team up with. And I've had, the other side of those realtors that will just say, hey, help me sell this home. Help me sell this home. There's a referral fee if you help us sell it. And I'm like, look, man, this is not, I wouldn't, and advise them, they're going to purchase this home. Yeah, they're going to work with us as a management company. But then when they realize and we find out all this is, that they need or they didn't see or didn't know before buying this property, then it's going to look bad on us as a management company helping them. And then you as well as a realtor, they're not going to come back to you. They're not going to refer your friends. So we want to do it the right way. And that's what we're partnered, with some really great realtors. And you could tell that they really care as they're always sending us their addresses, the properties. They're, putting us in contact with their investors and their clients. So we can, lead them and show them the right way. That's what we want to work with.
Those are good tips. I think for my tips, my top three, I've been thinking about this more and more just based on reviews coming through, is for owners to invest in top quality kitchen equipment.
There you go. I love that.
I think that's my number one, because people are booking these vacation homes a lot of time because it has kitchens, so they can cook and can make their margaritas and can enjoy a meal with their family because they're trying to save a little bit of money instead of eating at restaurants. So take the time to make it a standout kitchen. Number two is, we've gone, I think, much better on this, is our linens and pillows. Pillows are a big one on me, right? Pillows for me, like when we started, we had owners that were buying like the cheapest pillows that I could never lay on. Getting some nice pillows, getting some nice linens for the bed, because that's where people are going to be sleeping, and that's what they're going to be doing for a lot of the time that they're here. Maybe not in Miami. They might be out a lot, but most of the time they're going to end up in bed. And then my third one I would tell them is making sure that you understand how the platform shares your pictures. So have your top five pictures that really stand out for that property as your pictures. That's what people are going to see first. And they don't look more really past five. So if the first five are no good, they're not going to get to your awesome pool picture you hid 10 deep because you wanted to organize the pictures by how you would give a house tour.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? I've heard that. Right. Oh, I want to show the front door. Then I want to show the entryway. Then I want to show the living room. Like, you could do that with, hopefully they'll start getting more video and tools that we could use in the future, which I think some companies are working on. But for now, top five pictures, people, show those.
I love it. Yeah, Steve, to your point, now I'm thinking, back to our recent trip to Orlando, and from the game room, second place where we spent the most time was in the kitchen. And two of the nights we cooked, we had, pasta that we made for the entire family the first night, and they had everything. All of the equipments that you needed to prepare a great, great meal. And then we did also, we grilled as well. We did some burgers and and some hot dogs, and everything was just so neat and everything was placed, you know, perfectly. We didn't need anything. You know, we didn't have to run back to the store and grab something else. So I love that tip that you mentioned, you know, the kitchen. And then secondly, it was our first time traveling with our one-year-old. You know, we, and they had everything. They had the cribs, they had the high chairs. We didn't have to bring anything, which was super, super awesome. And the pillows, you know, we have now somebody, a one-year-old sleeping also with us in our bed, not only in the crib. So we use one of the pillows to also get him a good night rest. So very, very important. I love those.
All right, good. See, we got we're doing an action plan live on air here. We're going to check our kitchens. So team, just be ready. We're going to be doing an inventory of all our kitchens to make sure super that we're important. Ready to go.
Very important.
But I love that. Now, to the third topic here, and this kind of goes back to your trip, which I found this article this morning and I want to talk about it, is the challenges and perceptions of Airbnb's Superhost program and guest favorite program. So now, listeners, if you don't know, Airbnb started a long time ago, their Superhost program.
Right.
And now the Superhost program is to really show hosts that go above and beyond. And we're very proud to have most of our homes in that category. But there's certain requirements that you've had to get. And it started off pretty easy. Then it's getting harder and harder to get. Because you have to have, Victor, what was some of the things? You have to have your home listed for a certain amount of days, right? And what are some other things?
Right. So you have to have your reviews. You have to be 4.8 or higher, which I think that's probably the hardest one, because one bad review, you know, if you have 10 reviews, one bad review can really put you under that number. So 4.8 or above, you need to have a 90% or higher response rate. So that means you're answering to guests an hour. Within an hour. Correct.
Ours is by the way, ours is within 5 minutes. Just so you know, our team responds within 5 minutes. We measure this.
There you go. And we talk about it every week. That's a big one for us. We always get 9.5 and over with communication. So we're super proud of the team for that. But so that's one. And then you have to host 27 days or more. And then you have to have zero cancellation, because that also could be a hard one, because, you know, things happen in the homes.
Yeah, not guest canceling, owners get, because sometimes an owner will be like, oh, I want to stay in the house, and end up canceling. Then you automatically lose Superhost.
100%. Yeah, immediately when we've had that in the past, that I guess an owner wants to stay at their own property, have a family member, and they want to cancel the reservation, I immediately show them and send it to them, you know, these are the penalties, this is what we'll be losing, and it'll affect our revenue, you know, greatly, because the properties that we see with Superhost, we see a profit, you know, 20-30% over those that don't. So it's a big deal. And now we're starting to learn now about the guest favorites, and looking more into that. And we have some properties, we were talking earlier, that have both. And those properties, you know, they continue to have great months, even on the slower days. So something to think about.
Yeah. And so this guest favorite, so we have to get you the stats. We didn't I should have researched this just before. Sorry, everybody. But basically, it's a high frequency of bookings and a high rating, and it shows that guests really enjoy it. So not only can you have a super host, but if you also have a guest favorite tag on Airbnb, then you're really churning. Like, we just saw that with a couple of our properties. All of a sudden, they got hit with both. People are looking at or awarded both, and they're looking for those things, and now it's helping us big time. So
incredible.
Look into that. But now people are getting a little frustrated, because if they don't have as much volume on Airbnb, there's some people that live off of direct bookings.
Exactly.
Right. And they get more things off of Airbnb. Airbnb doesn't reward you with a super host or doesn't reward you with a guest favorite, because you don't have enough volume. So it's interesting to see how Airbnb, which is the number one booking channel, like, we see it very clear on ours. I know there's a lot of people who say that they don't require it, but I don't know how much I believe them. I think there's some unique, like, hey, I have a treehouse, which I understand you get a lot of direct bookings on because you're great on Instagram, but for
your marketing,
you know, for the more standard vacation homes like Victor was in, and that we manage a lot of these like upper scale homes, it's there. If you start to get too much into VRBO or booking or Hopper, it could be where we don't get those things. So it's something we're actively looking at, and how people get frustrated, but it's also how Airbnb controls the business, because they can shut things off for you very quickly, which we've seen
right away.
For people who, you know, like, we've had people who don't take our advice, don't invest in their property, don't do the best practices, and Airbnb says, hey, sorry, your rating is too low. Your account is now inactive and you can't get it back up and running.
Exactly. Now we're seeing now, you know, at checkout, Airbnb Something that we didn't discuss, but Airbnb sending not only to review, you know, the property that they stayed in, but they send them almost like a questionnaire with a lot of things that they could check on and off. Basically, if they had a great time, it'll say, you know, what is it exactly that you had a great time about? What did you love about the property? So they'll mark those off. And then I believe that's where they're getting the algorithms and getting the guest favorite. And if the guests say, you know, I didn't have a good trip or it wasn't a great stay, they'll ask them what were the reasons, and they'll be able to check it off. So I know Airbnb is working on that side to be able to, you know, to get those algorithms. And we'll sometimes have it. That one guest will say, you know, hey, as we're using, you know, the property that I stayed in, you know, that kitchen wasn't inadequate, and Airbnb will see it once or twice, and Airbnb will send it to the host saying, hey, you know, this is the second time that your guest said, you know, the kitchen wasn't adequate. And that'll help us, because what we always tell our team, the best answers to the test is the guest review. You know, so we go into the kitchen, make sure we're doing an inventory and we're doing our inspection and pinpointing, because the guests are giving us the answers and are telling us specifically what they want to see. So it's a great, great tool.
Yep. And if this is that you're something new to this, you'll see also now guests are getting smart to this, to where they will say, and hopefully they do this in writing, but they'll say like, hey, if you don't get me something like this, or if you don't do this, I'm going to give you a bad review. Right. And they're going to look for also, we've had guests bring in dirt to the house, like on purpose, like throw leaves in the house and do things to show that it was dirty upon arrival, even though we have inspections and pictures before everyone arrives. So we're able to debate these things. So you have a lot of people now, which is sad, trying to scam, because they know that if you don't give them a discount, they're going to leave a bad review. But screenshot all those conversations, because Airbnb will see that. That's one of the terms of the policy when everyone signs up, that all that stuff we never read when we sign up, the terms that you can't hold people.
Love it.
You can't. What am I looking for? You can't.
Yeah, you can. You can't hold
them that way. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's like a, I guess it's like a form of extortion, right? I mean, and it's interesting. We're having you mentioned William, our director of ops, earlier, and he manages several properties in Alaska. And he tells us, like, you know, these issues, these things that, you know, guests bring up, we don't see it in Alaska. So you could see that it's sometimes
major cities,
yeah, big cities. In major cities. So he's like, those issues that we have here, you know, we never have those issues over, you know, in Alaska. And what we see now guests do sometimes as well is they're reading reviews and they're going back on reviews and they're seeing like, hey, you know, if a guest said the refrigerator doesn't cool, they're going to see that review and immediately, you know, check into the property and do a beeline straight to that refrigerator, ensure it's cooling. And if it's not, and you haven't rectified that problem, they'll bring it up again. And they'll use that review and say, hey, look, this refrigerator is still not working. The previous guest had mentioned it and now it's continuing to happen. And they'll seek out a form of reimbursement. So guests are getting smart. Guests are kind of, you know, finding the loops on the system. So that means it's getting even harder for the host and the property management company. So definitely do your work and your homework and sit down with your team and read those reviews and go through those. Because like I said earlier, that's the answers to the test.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think, you know, reviews are good when they're true reviews because they hold us all accountable, right?
100%.
Like we hear people are paying their hard-earned money to have a great trip, and we're going to make sure that you have a great stay. And same for you all if you're in this business. That's the whole thing. We want people to have great memories and not be stressed out when they come somewhere. So it is a big focus, but just keep an eye out for those. Have systems in place that you can help protect yourself too. And if you don't have them, start looking. There's a ton of great things out there. Like, we use Guesty as our PMS. We use Breezeway to help kind of control all of our cleanings. We have a Slack channel for good, bad, at reviews, at lost and found, anything that happens day to day. So if you need any advice or anything on that, let us know. We're happy to give you some advice on just how to protect yourself or operate in a great way. Even if you're competing with us, we're happy to help. Look, we want to help everybody. If the tide rises up, we're all going to rise together. So we're happy to help anybody listening.
There you go.
Well, Victor, man, we got the 30 minutes already. We are just like burned incredible through this. It's amazing that we got so much fun stuff out there today.
It's easy when you get good topics, right?
Yeah, but you also got to travel and see things, which is always good. You know, when you stay in someone else's property who's doing it at a high level, it's good for us to see and get some ideas that we can bring to our homes. Anything that you want to add before we sign off here today?
Not at all. That's ending already to April. It's incredible going into May. So hopefully everyone's gotten you know, their vacations and spring break and all of that. I know it's we're getting off a busy season, so it's a perfect time now to, you know, look at all your properties and let the owners know, hey, we've had a lot of traffic in the property and maybe it's a good time to revamp. So we're doing that right now internally. And I love doing this every week with you, Steve. So we're going to continue doing it, and Tangy Talks hopefully takes off little by little. It's an enjoyable process.
We're going to get there, my friend. So until next episode, make sure to subscribe on YouTube. We're building that up there. And follow along on all of your favorite streaming platforms. And we'll talk to you soon.